gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
Three. Welcome back to Hold My Beth Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one and the only DTF and the magnificent special child. They call him Jason Byer.
You're trying to take Jake Paul's name to prom, child?
That was a really nice intro.
I think we need some work on that intro, like a little bit of, what up, YouTube? What up?
Just a little bit.
Custom Grow 420.
And in this corner,
get Bruce Buffer on this bitch.
Buffer. Yeah, no. Well, you know, maybe next episode we'll go ahead and spice it up a little bit. I'll run through some ideas on that. But anyways, boys, welcome back. We had one big firing that was well overdue. That goddamn motherfucker Josh McDaniels is out of Las Vegas.
We're like always an hour before or an hour too late when we record, because we were just talking about Josh McDaniels needing to be fired last episode, and then overnight again, there was another firing.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning.
But what time would that have been out there? Would that have been like 11 p.m.? Yeah.
Yeah, that's still super late to be calling a move. It's not like it happened right after a game or anything like that.
Yeah. And to go back on what you just asked me about, Brandon, I only know it's fake because PFT commenter put it out. He was the one who started the rumor.
He was the one that started it. I just saw like a bunch of people post that article, and I'm like, what the fuck? So apparently, here, we'll go ahead and tell.
I'll read it, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and read it if you haven't told
it. So it says, apparently the last straw was when McDaniels, who is well known around the league, circles as a guy who goes all out for Halloween, came to the Raiders facility dressed as Mark Davis the day after losing to the Lions on Monday Night Football. Davis seemed to take it in stride at first. He appeared to laugh and even ordered his now trademark P.F. Chang's lunch, delivered to Coach McDaniels to complete the look. After the two had eaten, Davis suggested McDaniels read his fortune cookie, which read, "You're fired, hotshot," according to multiple sources who viewed the dessert. But yeah, it was totally fake, and I'm pretty sure it was posted by either one of his burner accounts or a burner account, but he was the one who first posted it.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, actually, no, he was the one who posted it. He said, absolutely unreal story in the Athletic Premium Plus instant inbox about why and how McDaniels got fired. So
that's crazy. Also, I don't know if you boys just saw, but Bob Knight just passed away.
Yeah, I just saw that. Rest in peace to a goat.
Yeah. God bless.
Yeah, rest in peace. Throwing basketball chairs will never be the same.
I think I just sitting here thinking about Josh McDaniels getting fired. I found out what I should be doing with my life here. I think I got to figure out how to become an NFL head coach. Think about these motherfuckers get fired and they still get paid. Just looked it up. He signed a 6-year deal, $10 million a year. He's still getting paid. You don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
If I was the coach, I'd be, we'll just get fired and give the shit. Still getting paid.
That actually brings up a great point. So the Raiders actually right now are they're paying both Josh McDaniels and still John Gruden. And combined right now, they're going to be paying over $40 million to two people who are no longer their head coach.
It's bad money management.
I think they owe McDaniels $40 million, and then Gruden, they still owe like another $80 million, because they made him resign after a year, if I'm not mistaken. So that's just tough.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in Las Vegas, but it's not good. Garoppolo gets benched. O'Connell gets the start for this weekend. They got the new you know, interim head coach, which is the linebackers coach. Did you hear what he had to say at his first press conference?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just heard that. That was dope.
He was like, I have touched former players. These players will touch me.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
It was very, if you guys ever saw School of Rock back in the day, Jack Black said, I have touched every single one of your kids, and I'm pretty, or no, no, your kids have touched me, and I'm pretty sure I've touched all of them. And it was just like all the parents just got disgusted. But I know this is in complete different context, but just funny.
I heard something different. I heard him talking about how he grew up in Compton, and he was going to the Raider games in the Coliseum, and pretty much he was listening to NWA riding in that car down in Compton like everyone else. So he is the Raiders, pretty much. I didn't hear that he's touching little boys and shit.
No, it just meant the players.
But are you jealous, metaphor. Jason?
Kinda.
Yeah, he gets his first head coaching start against his former team, the New York Giants, this weekend, which I can't wait to get into that game. I was telling Jason about the line or the spread. It was just quite interesting for having a backup quarterback and a third string quarterback facing off against each other this weekend. But we'll get into that later.
Yeah, and with that, also, we forgot to mention that they also did fire their GM. So what they could do, they could hire Jason to be the new head coach. I'll be the new GM. And then, Dylan, you can be – actually, Dylan could be the GM. I'll be the assistant GM.
Can I just be the equipment manager?
You know, you that me, works. That works.
You give me $10 million cash a year in Vegas – I won't even last a game because I can guarantee you where I'll be at on Saturday.
You'll be betting
night.
On the game.
I won't even make it to the goddamn game.
Would they just give you all your salary in Caesar awards?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Ooh, they could do that.
I'd coach for that. They're so valuable.
You get a free stay.
Shit. I'm down.
Hell yeah.
I have an idea. I could pitch him.
And all he asks is all of it be Caesar rewards and then only 2% of it in Bitcoin or Dogecoin.
No. Fuck it. I'm in.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no. Doge is long gone. But boys, we got week nine to go over.
Is it rolling here?
Yes, sir. We got week nine to go over. Let's go ahead and pull up the slate. We got Thursday night football, Tennessee Titans at Pittsburgh Steelers. Tennessee Titans coming off hot after Will Levis's first start, 4 touchdown passes. Titans are actually entering the game as an underdog. How are you boys feeling about this game?
My biggest thing about this game is we do have Will Levis starting again. Tannehill is confirmed out. Will he have as good of a game against the Steelers front between J.J. Watt and Highsmith as he did against the Falcons? I think that the Steelers are coming off of a bad loss against the Jags at home. I don't see them losing 2 games in a row. But I've always heard you're supposed to bet on the Steelers when they're underdogs and don't bet on them when they're favorites at home. So, I don't know. I think I would go Titans on this one.
Jason, how are you feeling?
To be honest with you, I've been going back and forth all week. I'm trying to get an app to load here, but doesn't want to load. If you want to go first, here, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go. You know, I'm not really liking the spread too much. It's not terrible, but seems like a game that's still going to be pretty close. -3 spread, I'm not really feeling that too much.
Now, Brandon. Can we please?
Yeah, I knew I was gonna run away from this.
Can we please go here?
Yes. So
that one point spread for the Vikings this weekend, did it or did it not hit?
It did.
You had me so confused when you were trying to tell me that betting the Minnesota 1 point spread was rooting for them to win by 1 or lose.
Yeah, no, that was. That was a buster move on my end. I don't know. I just saw it at work, and I'm like, Wait, why wouldn't it be over three? That's what I thought it meant, was like over 3 points. Like over
all
one.
The credibility of the show just went out the window.
It did.
Yeah, so don't trust any of Brandon's picks up to this point.
Well, see, this is why I don't pick the spread. This is why I don't pick the spread.
So if you
I
were
always
to pick,
do money line.
If you were to pick the Steelers spread, the -3, that's saying that they're gonna win by 3 or more. If you pick the Titans money line of +3, you're saying that they're gonna lose by less than 3 or win, right, Jason?
Right. Yeah. That's what that means.
For any of you degenerates who don't know.
I don't know why I was thinking that. The thing is, I knew better than that too. I don't know why I just threw that right out the window. I just had a complete buster moment that time.
You're a silly boy.
I am silly.
Wait, so what was your pick here?
I had Titans money line.
And I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm going to take the under on 37. I don't see this being a very high scoring game. But I also might take Titans money line as well.
Prime time unders.
Looking like a Big Ten game.
Prime time unders. That's the theme. That's the theme, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're on a good side there. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on here with my phone. I can't open up a goddamn app here. But anyways, I do not want to bet on the Steelers. Do I want to bet on the Titans on the road? No, they suck on the road. Honestly, is there Maction on tomorrow? Because I might just completely sit this one out, take the primetime game off, and kick the feet up on that one and jump into some action, which it does look like there's not any Maction. So here's what I'm going to do. Is Kenny Pickett playing?
Yeah.
I don't.
He's supposed to be good. Yeah, he's supposed to be good to go.
Okay.
Fuck it, man. You know, fuck it. Steelers, 2.5. That's why I have it out of mind. So I'm taking the Steelers 2.5. They start fucking me. You know, I'm going to be real pissed off because, you know, 3-1-1 last week, 9-6-1 total here. So let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it on the winning side of things as we go along here. But we'll take the Steelers 2.5, primetime Tomlin. We'll go. We'll ride. We'll take it. Let's go.
Okay, I'll throw in a little player prop. I'm definitely going to have D-Hop catching a touchdown this game. You know, Will Levis.
If they got Joey Porter Jr. on him, he's not let up a touchdown yet this year.
And he also rode the bench for a while, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't worried about that.
Trying to avoid player props this week.
All right, next game, we got the game it's in Germany, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, we got the Dolphins playing against the Chiefs in Germany. Man, this is going to be one entertaining game.
I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah, I'm praying that it lives up to the hype, too, because I'm scared that it won't.
Yeah. I have a weird feeling it's not going to go the Chiefs' way, either.
You know, you could be right. It just depends on what Dolphins team we get. And if they're just going to be super predictable or what they're going to be. Basically, the Chiefs, all they bank on is offense against offense. Their defense is solid, but they just, I don't know, they're very hit or miss. And I feel like if the Dolphins make the right defensive plays, they'll win this game because they can beat anyone offensively.
Yeah.
Definitely going to go with Tyreek Hill. 2 touchdowns this game. I'm feeling it. And I like that money line as well for the Dolphins at +102 being the underdog. I'm not sure how I feel about the total, though. Over 50.5.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's easy to go over if it's an offensive game, but...
But it depends if you get Mahomes playing like Mahomes or what you get.
Yeah, I mean, but we also know that the Dolphins can put up 50 alone.
Yeah, that is true.
The trends on these overseas games are all under, so beware on that. But
yeah,
I haven't really looked into anything too much on that one, but I know that in the past it has been pretty heavy on the unders when we're heading overseas. So you guys are both Dolphins. You guys are fins up.
Yeah, fins up. Especially since the Dolphins are going over. They're in Germany right now, I think. And the Chiefs aren't going until either tomorrow or Friday. So they're going to get adjusted to that time change. I think that plays a huge factor in it.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. But I say it every week. Let's get the boys running for the fantasy team. We dropped one game last week. Yeah, we dropped a game. Not a big deal. Not the end of the world. Let's get the boys running. Get some Tyreek Hill touchdowns. Get this, get that. Get it rolling. Whoever scores, it doesn't really matter because I'm scoring points. I'm a fantasy team. That doesn't matter. Give me Patrick Mahomes. I got -1.5 here. The thing's moving, which I'm very surprised about. Moving in the Dolphins' favor, which is very surprising.
Yeah.
Coming off a loss, Mahomes, all day long. Let's go. Chiefs, -1.5. And McDaniel does not win against teams that have winning records. He hasn't won a game since they beat the Bills last year. If you recall, the first time Tua got knocked out last fall, when they were both 4-0, they beat the Bills. That was the last time they beat someone with a winning record. Do I think that changes? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm just going to keep riding that fact and give me the Chiefs -1.5. They're not losing two in a row.
Yeah, that's fair. I didn't realize it was that long since they beat a team with a winning record, though.
Oh, yeah. That's been quite a while.
Yeah, damn. Let's go ahead and talk about go ahead.
I can't wait to roll over on Sunday at 9 a.m. and be like, oh, shit, there's a game on. I got action. I could tell you that's going to be one hell of a morning right there.
Oh, yes, yeah. Sir. Might honestly be the most viewed game that's been overseas.
Agreed.
I mean, that's the rematch between Tyreek and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Those German lads better be getting after it and having at least, 14, 15 pints before the game and be passing out in the stands and shit, or at least causing like a riot or something crazy like that.
Oh,
there's going to be a streak around the field.
I hope so.
That'd be awesome. Next, we got Cardinals visiting our Cleveland Brownies. Browns, that heavy favorites in this game. Apparently, there's a chance that Kyler plays in this game. I don't see that happening.
No, they're gonna sit him.
And they're gonna play a rookie quarterback. I forget what his name is though.
Toon.
Yeah.
Clayton Toon or Caleb Toon or something like that.
Clayton Toon, I think, is what it is.
I will fact check.
Well, anyways, I'm gonna go ahead. If I had to bet on this game, I would go. I'm not gonna lie. I'm liking the under on this because we're not putting many points on the board, so I kind of like the under on 37.5. I don't see this being a high scoring game. If Dobbs was still the Cardinals quarterback, I'd maybe change my mind a little bit. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna sit back and watch this game and enjoy it. I'm not gonna put any money on it.
It'll all factor in if Deshaun plays or not. He practiced today, but that doesn't mean he's starting. I think that the under will hit regardless if it's PJ or Deshaun.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm almost over it now with the whole Deshaun thing. We were talking yesterday on the show. I just don't like how much in the dark we are about it. About like his whole injury, like what's going on? Like, did we not learn from Baker Mayfield?
Mm-hmm.
I think they did learn from it, and that's why they're not playing him.
Yeah, but why let him play in Indianapolis though? Do you think that was all just on Deshaun that he wanted to play, or do you think he just wanted to go out there show that he's still hurt?
Tough to say. It's very tough to say. I think he's a little pussy.
I think he's got a prove that he can play at some point, because at some point too, it's like you're getting 230 to what, ride the bench. There's a lot of pressure on him too. Like, he needs to go out there and prove that he's worth that 230, which he's not proven up to this point.
Yeah, and I mean, shit, like, if he's not ready, why not try DTR? You know, they should have had him taking reps this whole week.
Well, if Deshaun wasn't gonna play. This is the perfect game for DTR to play.
Yeah, putting him rookie against rookie.
Yeah, putting him against the Ravens defense was not the move. Telling him the morning of.
Yeah, they should be able to run the ball. And if you don't have a game plan for a MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback, you have a game plan for a rookie quarterback, maybe he'd be successful. But fuck, I guess we don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no. But yeah.
On to the next one.
Yeah, on to the next one. I'm done talking about that game. we got Seahawks at Ravens. Seahawks going in as dogs this game. Ravens have been on a tear. Jason, what are you feeling about this game?
Was this Ravens, Texans?
Seahawks.
Seahawks. It's tough. Geno's been playing like shit. It's always doing some dumb shit. I think that defense is tough in Baltimore. Already on two favorites, might as well make it a third. We'll take the Ravens on this one.
Yeah, I think the only thing.
Go ahead.
The only thing that I will take on this will probably be a Mark Andrews touchdown.
Mark Andrews is fair. I think I would probably go.
You know what? I apologize. Yeah. I didn't realize it was all the way at six. I'm out. I'm not touching this one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Go ahead and give me a Lamar Jackson touchdown and a Gus Edwards touchdown. I have no faith in their receivers. Zay Flowers is the only one that shows any kind of promise.
Maybe this will be the Odell game.
I thought he got hurt last game.
I don't know. I just keep hearing we're on Odell watch because he's not gotten a touchdown yet. He's done nothing for the Ravens.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that he's even on the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of these games this week are going to be really a flip of a coin. Like this next game here, we got the Bears at the Saints. I don't even want to touch this game. I think the Saints will win, but it's an 8.5 point spread over under 41. I don't know.
Looking ugly.
I think you just stick with the Saints money line and call today. If Fields is not projected to play because of his thumb, you know, they're going to go back to their rookie quarterback. He looked like dog shit last week. I could see the Saints just rolling away with this one.
See, I didn't think he played that terrible.
No, I mean, he didn't play terrible, but
he's not Justin producing. Fields.
Yeah.
No. But I don't know. Saints have been so streaky. It's one of those teams that I've just been notorious. I actually got called out for it, for just always betting against the Saints. So I'm like, I don't know. That's tempting. It's tempting to honestly just choose the Bears just to say fuck it.
Yeah, if this was a primetime game, I'd bet it. I'd probably take the Bears 8.5. I think that's too many points for the Saints of all teams, 8.5. So, but since it's not a primetime game, I will not be betting this one.
That's fair. Next, we got Minnesota Vikings at Atlanta Falcons. Looks like the Vikings are the dogs in this game, which not too much of a shock, but Dylan, what do you got for this game?
I think I'm just going straight up Atlanta Falcons favorite. I think Taylor Heineke's going to blast off and have a great game. He's going to get Drake London involved. He's going to get Kyle Pitts involved. I think that this is going to be a great game for the Atlanta Falcons. Give me a statement game for Taylor Heineke on why he should be the starter. You know, Desmond Ridder was benched. Just go all out, Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, I like that. Especially with Justin Jefferson not playing, I'm probably gonna follow you on that. But give me easily Drake London touchdown attached to Falcons money line.
Yeah, this is getting a real tough part of the year, man. All these quarterbacks hurt, bench. What the fuck are we getting? I don't like betting on things. I don't know what I'm getting out of a team. I'm gonna sit this one out as well.
Okay, that's fair. All right, next game we got Commanders at Patriots. Commanders going in to New England as the dogs. This could be a big upset, I think, this week. I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Commanders. Even though Sam Howell, it seems like he has a good game, and then he has two shit games. We had his good game last week, but I still have a ton of faith in Sam Howell, even though Sam Howell or rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks in general just don't tend to play good against Belichick. It's the only thing that's got me a little bit worried. But go ahead and give me Commanders money line on this one.
I'm a little nervous about this game being the first game that Sweat and Chase Young are both gone. They only got draft picks back for the two stud, you know, DNs. So their defensive line is going to be missing a piece. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots do pull it off. But I think what I'm going to go for in this game is going to be the 3-point spread for the Patriots.
Okay.
I'll be on that as well. You know, they sell out, they get rid of all their best players. What does that tell the rest of the team?
Yeah. They still have two of their stud defensive tackles too. They have Jonathan Allen still.
What does that say to those two?
Saying well, we don't. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the rest of the team probably quits, and I'll take the Pats 3.5 here.
That's fair. That's fair. See, I would agree. I would go with you guys on this one. I think Mac Jones is just not good at all. I think he's just dog water. But I also think Ron Rivera is dog water as well. So, shit, honestly, I'm going to hop with you guys and go Patriots -3.
Team right.
All right, now we got Bucks at Texans. Texans coming off a loss to the Panthers, who were winless at the time. But they are the favorites in this matchup, which I did not realize.
Baker Mayfield's questionable this weekend. You look to see the Buccaneers bounce back after that loss to the Bills in the very end of the game. And you look to see the Texans bounce back from their loss to the Panthers. I think the only thing I'm going to throw out in this game is a Tank Dell touchdown.
That's fair. I think I'm going to stay away from this game, honestly. Especially after how I saw the Bucs play against the Bills, depleted defense. I'm just going to avoid it.
I always pick either all underdogs or all favorites, and I'll take the 2.5 with Houston here. Like I said it last week, I don't like betting on Baker Mayfield, but I don't mind putting a little bit of cash on the young rookie that's been throwing the ball pretty well.
That's fair. Next, we got Rams at Packers. Kind of a shit show. I know this is one of Jason's favorite teams to bet on.
Oh, boy.
So, shit. I'm going to go ahead and take Rams for the spread at 3.5, which is tough. But I'm going to go ahead and take a Puka touchdown as well.
So I don't know if we're playing without Matthew Stafford this weekend. They did just sign a quarterback to the active roster for this weekend in preparation if he was out. So I don't know who's going to be better between the Jordan Love saga of the Packers or whoever. I think it's Wolfork or whoever ends up being. No, Wolfork is on the Bucks. I don't even know who the Rams quarterback is this weekend. This is an ugly game. I don't want to go anywhere near it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can go back to the well in the Rams here and get fucked again because it's a looking back here. They got pissed on last week. and they didn't cover against the Steelers. They actually lost to the Steelers. It's two in a row. So they've been fucking me here. They've been fucking me. So yeah. I'm going to have to reevaluate, kick the feet up, see what we got in my team here that I thought could be solid and could be a good, you know, wagon. Let's jump on here. But I don't think I can go back again and do it again for third week in a row after what I saw last week. It was just domination from the Cowboys. So I don't like what I saw.
That's fair. So the Rams are playing Dresser Win. Is his name? His last name's Win.
Well, he's gonna win.
Yes. Yes. He actually played on the Rams at one point too. I don't know when, but it looks like he played. Let's see. What's his next game? We got Colts at Panthers. Not even gonna bother touching this game, other than maybe if I get like a parlay going, maybe a Josh Downs touchdown or Josh Downs receiving yards.
We're taking Colts money line, baby. It is good just to be an easy wash. The Colts are not going to lose to the Panthers. I promise you that.
God bless.
Yeah. I watched Bryce Young have his best game yet.
His best game. They got scored 15 points.
On to next.
Oh, this one's going to be good. We got Cowboys at Eagles. Cowboys America's going team. As dogs. They still think they are. I don't know. Do you think you're going to go with dogs on this one? Or you think it's fly, Eagles fly?
It's hard to bet against the Eagles because they just always find a way to win. But don't count the Cowboys out. They did have a pretty good game last week. Not saying they played anybody because they played against the Rams. But it's hard to bet against the Eagles. But I truly think this game is going to be a coin flip again. It's a divisional matchup. I don't like to bet on divisional matchups because they're so hard to predict. But the Eagles are at home. That might have a little advantage. But I see this game being a shootout. I would almost take the over 47. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, over 47. I like that. Go ahead and give me some AJ Brown props. Give me a touchdown at least. Dude's just been on absolute fire. You know, they don't have Diggs anymore either. They still got Gilmore out there, but he ain't going to run with AJ Brown.
Here's some stats. And you'll probably think I'm leaning one way, but we'll see where I go after I start spitting these out here. Favorite in the matchup out of the last five, four of the last five, the favorite has covered. So that favors the Eagles. But 72% of the money, or the bets, I should say, the tickets, are on the Eagles, which scares the shit out of me. I've been trying to stay away from all those type of games. So I'm going to keep that trend up. And I would love to bet this game, but after seeing that, I do not like anything that the public has in any way, shape, or form this year. Just seems like the casinos are just destroying the public. So yeah, we'll sit this one out and see how we'll root for the public, but goddamn.
Okay. I respect that. Next, we got Giants versus Raiders. I know Dylan was talking about this game a little bit.
1.5-point spread. Got a third-string quarterback and a backup quarterback. I don't know how I feel about this game. I would like to say the Giants are going to win, but they're without Darren Waller again. I think the Raiders have a chip on their shoulder, a new coach. I think that the Raiders will end up covering, if not at least just winning. So right now, the line's not much different from -1.5 for the Raiders versus the money line. It is a little better to bet on the spread. So I think I'm going to go with the 1.5 point spread towards the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to have to follow you on that. You know, Saquon's been playing good again since he came back. Felt bad for him after last week, after rushing 100, basically carrying that Giants team last week. I kind of expect the same thing to happen this week as well. Go ahead and give me the Raider spread.
Unofficial, official, not going to bet it, throwing it out there. This game sucks. Saquon Barkley, let's see if I can toss together really quick here. Saquon Barkley. They don't want to give me the... All right, never mind. I can't get the odds for it. But Saquon Barkley, 150 yards and 2 TDs. And then put in there as well, Josh Jacobs, 120+.
Ooh. This is going to be an old-school game. It's going to be old-school football.
Yeah, they're running the fuck out of the ball.
Run the damn ball. I fucking love it.
Yep.
Well, all right. We got a couple more games to go over, but we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. Remember to try out Jason's famous dogs. You can find them at any stadium in America. Go check them out.
Or just go to Feet Finder and look for his dogs on there. He does sell them at a premium price of $5 per picture. I, for one, have paid the $5. They're something to see.
I'd be a billionaire.
All right.
Those dogs are barking.
All right, boys, let's get these last two primetime games out of the way. We got Sunday Night Football. We got the Bills visiting the Cincinnati Bengals. Bills going in as dogs. Bengals have been on fire. Boys, how are you feeling about this one?
I don't think there's a chance that the Bengals lose this game at home. I wish they wore their white uniforms and white helmets for this game, because this just feels like one of those games. But I do like the 2 point spread a lot. I think that the Bengals will win, and I think they win by more than two.
You know, this is the DeMar Hamlin Bowl. So,
you know. I got a prop out there that I just saw that was plus 25,000 that someone has cardiac arrest again, and I put my savings on it. It's for the script. Yeah. It's for the script. It's not, I'm not saying it. The NFL is. No, but actually, if it is possible, I know on Caesars, it can go on there, and you can take individual defensive players to score a touchdown. And, man, does this game have written all over it, DeMar Hamlin, touchdown. All over it. Scoop and score, a little fumble on a kickoff or something like that, some bullshit.
I don't know if he's even played this year.
Yeah, but it's still, I'm telling you, they're trying to get him. Yeah, he's probably not going to play. Wow. Yeah. This one taken in this game, DeMar Hamlin touchdown.
Okay. I'm definitely going to take I'm liking the 2 point spread. Go ahead and give me Bengals minus two. I don't know if I like this over under though. I don't know if it's going to be a super high scoring game. It could be. It just depends on what Bills team we get.
Right.
This is going to be another game where we're getting 70-80% on the Bengals. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a primetime under parlay. And then we can segue into the next game here. I'm going to take under 49.5 in this one. And then I'm going to sit all day at work on Monday thinking about this under that's going to hit on Monday night at under 40, which is low, but we'll take under 40 there.
I'll take under 40 easily on this next game. We got Chargers at Jets, easily under 40.
Yep, parlay both those together for me, and that's gonna call it a weekend.
Yeah.
For myself.
I really don't think this is gonna be as easy of a game as we think. I think that the Jets have been showing out little by little. They're just eating away at teams. I mean, Justin Herbert's still gonna probably throw for 300 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, but there's a chance that this Jets team shows up and they just ball out at home. I'm teetering on my sack of the week bet between Khalil Mack in this game, Zach Wilson, or Max Crosby against Tommy DeVito for the Giants. So I'm probably teetering more towards the Max Crosby. I don't think Tommy DeVito is going to be shit this week. He had like a net, what, -8 passing yards in the overtime?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody recorded 6 sacks with last week. It was the Lions. Yeah, on Monday. So you could also make an argument that maybe the Raiders will get sacked by one of the Giants linemen, but I'm really high on Max Crosby this year. He's come through for me. If the Jags were playing, it would have been Josh Allen. But if I had to teeter anything else, it would be Chris Jones against Tua. I don't know how often Tua's getting sacked, but Chris Jones is a beast. And he's one of the league-leading sackers this year. But that's my weekly sack bet. Been thinking about that one.
Well, yeah. All right. That's going to wrap up week 9 preview. Boys, anything else you want to say before we get off?
I think that you need to gamble responsibly. There's times where I wonder if my friends are gambling responsibly. You know, sometimes they're a bit of degenerates. I worry about them going to Vegas, if they're going to come home, or if they're going to sell their kidney to keep gambling.
Do you wonder if they remember the money? They remember what the spread means? They just don't have an absolute mind fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, some people just, they don't know. They stick to money line. It's okay to stick to money line. But at the end of the day, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue or if your loved one has an issue. We don't need any degenerate gamblers out there. Just don't be a Sando this weekend. Let's go win it all, boys.
Yes, God sir.
Bless our invaluable player points.
Exactly. All right. Take it easy, boys.